Tivus de Gevard, it's Jewish, and you may not like the Jewish, but the message of the Jewish is ironclad. Ironclad as ironclad gets. Okay, very short Vard. We learned yesterday, about Yitzchak and Rivka. The Nusach HaTfilah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, before we come to Baruch Hu, is we are b'fi yishorim tis halal, u'v'divrei tzadikim tis barach, u'v'l'shon chastim tis shemov, u'v'kerev kudashim tis kadosh. So, the tzadikim, yishorim, the whole Nusach over there, you all know in your Sidurim, they printed very nicely today, is Yitzchak. V'davin Nusach Ashkenaz, you're only going to have a Yitzchak. You're never going to see a Rivka during the year. Nusach Ashkenaz. It's only on the Yomim Noiraim do we manipulate the Tis Halol, Tis Barach, Tis Shemam, and Tis Kadosh? Do we change the order so that Yitzchak should spell, those words there, should spell Rivka? So we have very nice Yitzchak and Rivka. What in the world does Yitzchak and Rivka have to do with the Yomim Noiraim? We're interchanging Rivka the whole year round, doesn't exist. All of a sudden she appears, she's on the scene. And the whole year round, we don't have this. Just Yitzchak. Why Yitzchak got lucky? It always comes out that his name is always there. And Rivka, muchuzuch. To get a Rivka, you have to go take the machzor and cross out and rearrange. It doesn't go easy. There's a lot of Torah on this. A lot of very nice things to explain all of these. Let me just focus on one vart. Yitzchak and Rivka did not initially have children. Rivka was an akara. So what does it say in the pasuk? Vayetar Yitzchak laHashem lenoichach ishtoi ki akara hi. Vayioser loy Hashem vatahar Rivka ishtoi. So what does Rashi tell us? Yitzchak David opposite his wife. Why does it say Linoichach? Vayetar Yitzchak Linoichach Ishtoi. So Rashi says this teaches us that Yitzchak didn't go to Davin and Rivka would stay home and just look at the walls. Rivka also went to Davin. They went together to Davin. Yitzchak Davin and Rivka Davin. Yitzchak Davin in this corner and Rivka Davin in that corner. It was separate seating. It doesn't say there was a mechitza. It doesn't say there's a... How could there be not a mechitza? There's Mikdoshi Tiro. Where's the mechitza? Okay, let's not play make jokes now. But it says, in this zavis and this zavis. Two separate corners. They both davened. And yet what happened? Vayioser loy Hashem, vatar Rivka ishtoi. Hashem listened to his prayer. Who did Hashem listen to? Yitzchak. And now Rivka. What does Rashi say? Einoi doime tefilas tzadik ben tzadik letzfilas tzadik ben rosh. So you learn the words very simple. It's an awesome insult to Rivka. Rivka, I'm not accepting your prayer. You have pain. You're an akara. You want a child. Too bad. You're a tzaddik ben Russia. Goodbye. Oh, your husband. Oh, tzaddik ben tzaddik. Okay, he's in. I'm going to listen. Vataha Rivka Ishtai. What? What in the world? This goes against every principle of Yadus we've ever heard about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never rejects a tefillah. And Adrabah, you can argue that the fact that she overcame her environment of being from where she came from, she's even greater than Yitzchak. Yeah?
But the fact that she conceived is the answer to her prayer.
No, it's only in the Zuchus of Yitzchak, it says. Simply.
But,
it says, Vayeoser loy Hashem. Hashem listened to who? No, it doesn't say listened. It doesn't say listened. That's part of the answer. Vayeoser. It's a very hard word to translate. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed himself to give in at this moment. Okay, I will get there in a moment. That's not my focus, but it enhances what I want to say in a moment. Loi! At this moment, who did Hashem listen to? Yitzchak, not Rivka. Vatahar Rivka is. Rashi says. Rashi explicitly says that the only reason why Rivka conceived, at this moment at least, is because of the tefillah of Yitzhak, not her tefillah. How could that be? A person davens from their heart. Who can say today that they come, they're tzaddik, they've been tzaddik? Everyone has baggage. Okay? No one's even a tzaddik today. You're going to go say tzaddik ben tzaddik, so we should just quit. Right here, there's no hope for us. Tzaddik ben tzaddik, I mean, this is impossible. So my high. So Rabbi Yisrael, here's the answer. Now, you may not like how I read into the pasuk, because it's probably wrong, but the end, but there's still truth in the message. Let's fast forward, I don't even know how many years, how old were Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav when they got the brachas? How old were they when they got the brachas? 13 years old? Could that be? Yaakov and Esav, when they got the brachas, how old were they? Wherever it was. Fast forward many, many years. And now, 60? It was 60? Okay, whatever it is. 63?
He was 14 years
Shane Vieira, 20. Anyway, we were backwards. So he was 60 years old when they gave him the brachas. 63 years old.
And then 7 years, 84, when the first child was born.
So he was 60 years old, approximately 63 years old. Wow, 60 twins, 60 years old. So what happens?
I'm not sure that.
Okay, let's say you're right. It's a long time. Whatever it was, it was many, many years later. What happens? One day, Yitzchak says. And he calls Esav. Esav, lo yodati yoimoisi. I want to give the brachas to you. Go out into the field, v'tzudali tzayid, havelei mat'am k'asher hafti, bring me some delicacies, and I'm going to give you the brachas. Rivka shoimas. Rivka is eavesdropping. She worked for the CIA. She had all the equipment, the Mossad. Okay, she worked for them. She had all of the eavesdropping equipment. She knew all the codes. And she heard what's going on behind the scenes. She calls over Yaakov and she says to him, V'ata b'ni, now my child, Shema b'koili, la'asher ani mitzavo oischa. Now my child, listen, Shema b'koili. La'asher anochi, is that the pasuk mitzvah? I command mitzvah oischa. The word, I'm not going to even try to go to the Jewish element because I might get into trouble, but there is the construction of this pasuk is loy poshut. It's not the way you would typically write a pasuk. There's redundancy. What does it mean? Shema b'koili. And then she says, La'asher ani mitzvah. The pasuk could have been constructed in a much more straightforward command. Do what I tell you to do. What's Shema b'koili? What does the word koil even mean? So I'm trying to bring out is, what Rivka said is, when you were born, you and your brother were born, it was a miracle. You were not supposed to be born. It was only through the koyach of tefillah. Who davened for your existence? I davened. And your father davened. Hashem listened to your father, listened to me. The difference though is, your father was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. The rules of prayer operate as such. She's telling him the rules of prayer. When a tzaddik ben tzaddik davens, the answer to the prayer is, le'alter l'chayim toiv m'l'sholem b'sifim sholem tzaddikim gemurim. A tzaddik ben tzaddik, the prayer is answered immediately. A tzaddik ben rasha is answered, guaranteed they're answered. Not only is there a guarantee that they're answered, it can very well be that the argument that a tzaddik ben rasha's tefillah is even greater than the tzaddik ben tzaddik. Because the tzaddik ben tzaddik was able to overcome the predisposition of rishis. So the prayer is even more potent. Kerav Meir is even more potent. So what then is the difference between the tzaddik ben tzaddik and the tzaddik ben rasha? Both prayers are answered, guaranteed. the prayer of the Tzaddik ben Rasha, I will argue, is answered even greater, double, triple, 10 times more than the Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. So what then is the difference? The difference is when. The koyach of a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, as we started in the beginning of today's shir, is l'shana toiva tikasev seichasem la'altar. Immediately. L'chayim toivam l'shalom b'sifram shal tzaddikim gemurim. Rav Chaim Kanevsky says, don't say li'altar. Because there's no such thing today as a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. So no one's being written down la'altar. Because if you're a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, you know what happens? Time is not a factor. It's now. It's immediate. A Tzaddik ben Rasha means someone has a little bit of both. You know, a person is a complicated person, and you dive in, you get answered. But the difference is time. Hashem will answer in the proper time on His time scale. Rivka says to Yitzchak, says to Yaakov, Yaakov, I davened for your existence. Your father davened for your existence. Your father's tefillah was answered 63 years ago. Was answered, no one, the conception. Hashem answered your father. And that's why you came into existence. My tefillah was not yet answered until today. I'm also a balabas over my children. I'm also a partner in this. Your father is not the only person in charge here. I'm also a partner in this. You know why? El hanar hazeh hispalolti. I prayed for your existence. I brought you into this world. Not just physically. Through the koyach tefillah. So where was my tefillah answered? V'ata b'ni. The next two words is going in reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. My child, now is my moment. Shema Bikoili is the moment when Hashem will hear my prayer. Not my prayer from today, my prayer from 63 years ago. Now it's my moment. It's now the moment when Hashem is Shema Bikoili. And therefore, my plan is guaranteed to succeed. You have nothing to worry about. I am a shutif in your existence, and my partnership, my koyach tefillah brought you into this world, which means I am a decision maker, and Hashem is now is when Hashem is answering the prayer that was l'noichach ishtoi. He was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So you know what he got? He got la'altar. La'altar. You were born. You came into this world. And my tefillah was suspended in Shemayim until today. Now it's Shema B'Koili. And now it's going to happen. What I want is going to happen. You're going to get the bracha and not Esav. Because of my koyach tefillah from 63 years ago. Tefillah is an investment. There's no such thing today as a tzaddik ben tzaddik. There is no such thing today, tefillah, instant results. That's why we have such a hard time davening. You daven, 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 break your head against the wall, and nothing, no change. This idea is so critical to appreciate, is that when you daven, you have to look at every single time you say amen, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, Baruch Hu, every bracha, every bakasha, it's an investment. It's not going to happen today. Don't be foolish and think that you're going to daven, it's going to happen today. The koyach tefillah bizman hazeh is an investment. You're putting it away for later. When later? Maybe 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, maybe. For your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, or your great-great-great-grandchildren. Don't be mizalzel in one word of tefillah. We think, listen, I'm this age, I'm this time, it's all doesn't make a difference anyway at this point. Everything already is done. I'm already in retirement, I already got this and this and this. What more can happen already? It's already over. tefillah is an investment. Investment. V'atah b'nishma b'koli. On Rosh Hashanah, Yitzchak is always there. Because Yitzchak is the tzaddik gamur. But Rivka you don't see. Because the koyach of tefillah of Rivka is invisible. Why is it invisible? Because it's not benigla. It's not here in front of us. It's weiter. It's an investment for your retirement plan. Somewhere down the line. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. What is decided on Rosh Hashanah is what's going to happen at the end of the year. Me'reish HaShanah HaShanah. And you should know, the Poskim say people don't appreciate this. Rosh Hashanah is not a Yom HaDin just for today. It's a Yom HaDin for a whole cycle of years. The Yom HaDin in Rosh Hashanah is not just whatever's going to happen during this year. It's not true. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a din what's going to happen 30 years from now. All the places say this. Next year, it's not so good, so hopefully next year you'll be able to go and change. But in Rosh Hashanah, there's a new assessment, a new din forever. It's not just the Yom HaDin, what's going to happen in Tav Shin Ayin Tes. And Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, what's going to happen in Tav Shin Ayin Tes. And Vayinter for the next 1,000 years. And if things don't work out for us so well in the Pesach, what's going to be, and who knows what. So we have next year to try to be Mesakein it. But let's try to get it good this year for the next 1,000 years, whatever, however Hashem has conducts his time. The Iker thing to remember the Koyach HaTefillah is, a Tefillah is an investment. Rosh Hashanah, Rivka is never there because the Tefillah of Rivka, it's hidden from us for the future. But on Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Time is in front of us. The events of all of time that's left in this existence of this world, it's all in front of us on Rosh Hashanah. It's whatever it's going to be is decided today on Rosh Hashanah. That's why Rivka makes her appearance. She's not making her appearance because whatever you're going to daven today is going to happen today. It's because in Rosh Hashanah, time is compressed. Time is here. All of time is in front of us. Time is compressed. And that's why Rivka is here. And when Rosh Hashanah goes away, Rivka disappears. But the tefillah that you send is there with Rivka in the future of time. The Iker Yesod is investment. Don't be mezal dvarim ha'omdim berumoy shel oylam v'yatobini. Now, my child, my time has come. Shema, the Ribbono shel oylam is going to listen to the call that I cried out when I stood opposite my husband in the corner. L'noichach ishtoi. It's here today. And therefore you will succeed and prevail.